Currently, according to the November rankings, I'm ranked number 2 in 18-year-olds in the country. Every tournament is a huge high-pressure scenario. You're going to have thousands of dollars on the line, scholarships, medals. If you're playing internationally, you'll be representing whatever country you're from, so that's a huge amount of pride and responsibility. It's very important to be able to manage the fatigue that comes from a tournament when you're playing, you know, 12 hours of chess per day. I've had 18 hours of chess in a day. So you have to be able to be physically fit as well as mentally fit and emotionally fit to handle that kind of pressure and stress. There's quite a few reasons I came to Cornell. First of all, when I was around 14, I decided I didn't want to be a professional chess player. I love chess. Chess has been a huge passion of mine since I was 10 years old. However, at some point I realized that I couldn't bring myself to commit my entire life to this. I wanted to inspire others through my passion for chess, which is why I'm a professional coach now. I have many students at Cornell and over Skype all over the place. But I love science. I love to write. I love to do slam poetry, tennis. I had so many other interests that I knew I wanted to fulfill. And the life of a chess player is always on the road, living in hotels. So I took a year just to do that, just to make sure that I absolutely did not want to be a professional chess player. And even though my year was fantastic and I have no regrets, I'm quite confident that here at Cornell, studying environmental science is where I belong. Assuming you know how all the pieces move, here's my advice for a beginning chess player. Everything in chess is dependent on the center. And by the center, I mean these four squares. E5, D5, D4, and E4. If you control the center, you essentially control the game. Which is why when you look at a lot of these top chess players, they'll always play either E4 or D4 as their first move. So you'll notice they'll bring their knights up. They'll bring their bishop towards the center. And finally, they'll castle. Because the one thing you don't want in the center is your king.